Welcome to session number 3 in the FBT Biz Strength and Conditioning Coach business course. Today we are going to talk about lead generation, and super excited. This is going to be a great talk, and we are going to cover what I think is the lifeblood of your business, because if you have no leads, if you have no new people coming into your training business, and you're eventually going to go out of business because you're always going to have attrition. You're never going to have 100% of people staying with you. And even if you have your business built up, we always need to have a constant flow of new people coming into the pipeline. And, you know, I think that of all the trainers that I've talked to, you know, I talk to thousands of people weekly via email, on social media, that sort of thing, specifically when it comes to fitness business. And this is especially for if you're in that boat of maybe, you know, zero, so very, very starting off, all the way up to maybe when you get to, say, 50 training and clients or so. This is the number one obstacle. This is what everybody wants to know, is how to generate more leads, how to get more people coming into the business. So I'm super very excited for this call, because I know it's like a transformative thing when you can finally get a few strategies in place where you're going to be like consistently bringing in new people into your business. It makes all the difference. Flips the switch. You know, I know for me, when I finally got some things that were working consistently to bring new business in, that's when my business really, you know, took off and went to the next level. So before we hop into the content for today, I want to just do a quick little intro and review of what we went over last time. So in session 2, we talked about business setup. And just as a reminder, we kind of had two tracks there. So when we say business setup, you know, we covered everything from branding, coming up with a logo, figuring out what colors you were going to use. Of course, that was based on the call of the session that we did before that, which was figuring out your ideal client and doing your customer avatar and all that exercise. So all the stuff is linked and fits together. But, you know, we covered everything from that to setting up billing, doing scheduling, and all these sort of things. So basically, what we're going to do today is we're going to continue, assuming that we have that foundation set. But, you know, just as a reminder, as you're going through all that business setup stuff, because we did cover a lot of content, two kind of tracks. So if you're just getting started and just really getting your business off the ground, that's an awesome framework for you. I wish I had some kind of framework like that when I was getting started. So keep working through the list, okay? So, you know, make sure that if you have any questions as you go, you can always ask me. I'm happy to help. And keep working through that list of tasks for getting your business set up. If your business is already rolling and you're trying to get to the next level, what you're going to do is focus on one or two things that we covered that you know that you're weak on and need to improve. So an example of that, if you know that you are still collecting cash payments and checks from your clients, and you don't have them like an automatic billing system of some kind, tackle that. Figure out a billing system, whether you're going to use one that's tied in with the scheduling, say like MindBody has a billing system that's tied in with them. If you use MindBody for scheduling, you can just get a regular like merchant account through your bank. You can use PayPal even if you're just getting started. You can do a PayPal merchant account. Any and all of those things will work. That'll be one thing to work on. If you can get that set up and get all your clients converted over, and then you have your billing on an automatic basis, that can make all the difference in terms. I mean, that's like for most people, when we set that up, that's a literal instant like 10 to 20% revenue bump doing nothing else. It's really amazing. So you've got to get it set up. Maybe it's scheduling. Maybe you're doing groups and you're relatively busy, but your scheduling's all over the place. That's what it was like with us maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So we switched over. We should have done that way beforehand, but we switched. We use MindBody, which is a great system that allows you to have your clients manage all the scheduling essentially instead of you doing it personally. You can use something like Zen Planner is another popular one. There's a lot of other potential options there that you can use, but that would be another example. If your scheduling's not working well, get your scheduling set up. So, and just focus on one or two things that we covered that you know that you're weak on and you need to improve. So those are kind of two tracks. So there you go. We have a great foundation set. We know what our ideal client is. We know the market that we're trying to go after. We have all the foundation of our business. Now we have to start getting people into our business. We have to get new clients in the door. And when they get there, we're going to focus on converting them to paying clients and then getting them to stay and giving them great service, which we're going to cover in a future module. But before they even, the step number one before anything else is getting them in the door. That's what we're going to cover today. So this is an overview of lead generation. What is lead generation? Everybody talks about it, but just so we're on the same page, a lead would be a person that has expressed interest in your services. So this could be in person. It could be one of your clients saying, hey, my friend is interested in training here. Here's their name. Here's their email address. Contact them. That would be a lead. It could be somebody that expresses interest. You know, say if you have a form on your website where people fill out and they say they're interested in potentially training, that could be a lead. It could be somebody that simply text messages you that's a friend of one of your clients who's interested in training at your facility or at your training business, if you wherever you're doing your training. That could be a lead also. So it's basically just a person that expresses interest in training with you that is not actually signed up as a regular ongoing client. Okay? So now, I would argue that the very lifeblood of your business is going to be leads. Because, as we already mentioned, if you have no leads, you have no business. If you don't have new people consistently coming into your business, no matter how great of a trainer you are, you're not going to be able to sustain yourself, because no matter what, you're going to have some attrition. Some people are going to drop off. And even if you're not even in growth mode, your business will shrink unless you have new people coming in consistently. Now, on the flip side of that, just so we're on the same page and we're totally clear, you also have to be great at what you do and getting your clients their desired results. So if all you focus on is the lead generation part and just getting new people in the door, and you're not focusing on getting people awesome results and getting them what they signed up for in the first place, it's not going to work, because nobody's going to stay, and you're just going to be in this cycle of just bringing in new people and they're right out the door. So you have to have both. And, you know, you make it to the point where, like, so for example, at our business, you know, we were certainly in much more aggressive growth mode for the first few years. Now we're growing slowly. But a lot of my attention is going more to doing things like this. So the online side, whether that's creating, you know, information products, whether that's doing coaching, that sort of stuff. So we're still growing slowly, but and all for the most part, of course, we use social media. We have different events that we do. We do some paid advertising, which we'll get all to these things in a second. But for the most part, the bulk of new people coming into our business are referrals. And so, you know, I think, and not to toot our own horn and say that we're like the greatest place around, but I think that we do a good job. You know, we have dozens and dozens of success stories. We have, you know, I'm looking at our wall right now, our wall of fame that we call it. So everyone that's been here for a year or longer, they get a star or a kettlebell up on the wall. And, you know, we have almost 100 people that are currently training that have been here for a year or more that are on our wall of fame. And so I think that's saying something, you know, and these are clients that are paying at least $200 a month, and, you know, a lot of them $300, $400, $500 a month. So, and I think that being great at what you do, if you do an awesome job, and a lot of trainers will say this to me, and they'll say, I'm having a hard time getting clients, I'm having a hard time keeping clients. Oh, but, you know, I have the training down, the training I got, I need the marketing. And I always go, well, you know, I mean, just to be totally honest, be honest with yourself. Are you getting people fantastic results? Are people telling all their friends about you? Are you providing like a really exceptional, different, amazing experience? If you are, you're going to get referrals. People are going to tell their friends about it because they love it. They're going to, and especially in this day and age, they can go on Facebook. They can go on post pictures, check in on Instagram. They can go on Yelp and write you a review. You know, they can do, it's so easy to get the word out there. So the core of also, just before I move forward, I want to be clear, being great at what you do and getting your clients desired results is extremely important as well. So now, as we get into lead generation, I'm going to give you a bunch of different strategies here today. What I recommend is that you try different things, or at least look at all these different strategies, and figure out ones that are going to fit your personality and style. So you don't necessarily have to do a strategy just because it worked for me, or just because it worked for somebody else that you know. That doesn't have to be your strategy, okay? All you really need to do is get what we're going to call one, and I'm going to do this, talk about this later, one main dish. So it's going to be like your main focus. Pick one and get good at it, okay? And then you're also going to pick one more to work on the side. And that's all you need, okay? That is all you need to build a six-figure plus training business and much more, honestly. You just need to get good at one of these lead strategies. And then, like I said, you can be working one on the side. But really, the truth is, if you get there's a difference between just kind of trying it. So throwing up a Facebook ad, spending $10 or $20 or $50 doesn't really work that good. And then you just move on to the next thing and you say it doesn't work. That's the difference between doing that. And for example, over the last 2 years, I've been working the Facebook ad platform, refining it, failing multiple times in the beginning, and then finally figuring out what's going to work in terms of who I'm going to target, what's going to work in terms of the ads I'm going to show, what's going to work in terms of the pictures that I'm going to show, what's going to work in terms of, am I going to send people to an application form straight from Facebook? Am I going to send people straight to like a sales page and have them sign up? What's going to work in terms of pricing? What's going to work in terms of ad copy? And you know, experimenting, losing money along the way. But then, now, I have a system now. So the reality is I probably lost $1,000 over the course of the first few months. But now we run a rapid fat loss challenge and we fill that thing up and I get, you know, 10-to-1 return. So I'll spend $200 and I'll make $2,000 back in new signups just from the signup fees. And then that's not even counting ongoing training that all those people are going to do. And that's an ongoing thing. I can repeat that almost at any time. And so my point is, the difference would be if I had taken the first approach, lost $100 and said, well, this doesn't work. I'm going to try something else. Or I said, no, I'm going to figure this lead generation strategy out. I'm going to get all my energy into it. I'm going to figure out how it works. And then I'm going to have that as one of my main lead generation strategies moving forward. I can build really probably my whole business around that. I know a lot of people that have built most of their training business around Facebook ads. So that's the difference between trying something out and really, really dedicating yourself and learning how to do it. Okay, and that's what I want you guys to do. As we go through this, think about all these different strategies. And then as you go through them all, you're going to pick one as your main focus and then one on the side. And that is it to start, okay? So there we go. Let's dive right in. So we have, here are my top lead generation strategies, okay? This first, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This first 8 strategies, quite honestly, are probably the main ways that we get clients into our training business. And then I'm going to give you about 8 more that definitely work and are definitely great. And there's probably dozens, if not hundreds, other ways too. But, you know, this is going to give you basically 16 different possible strategies you could use to bring clients into your business. And then you can kind of work from there, okay? So let's start off with the referrals. So this, like I was mentioning, this is like our number one source of leads, for sure, almost hands down, okay? So as I said, if you're doing a fantastic job, you definitely should be getting referrals naturally. But there's also things that you can do to facilitate referrals and get your clients to give you more referrals and let them know that you are always looking for new clients. So number one thing that we do, just to remind people that we appreciate them and that we are always accepting new clients and referrals, is if somebody refers a friend, a family member, or a coworker, and they end up signing up, we give them $50 in cash. So we actually used to just do it as a credit on their bill, and which is nice. You know, credit on the bill was nice for the month. I know some people that do more, but it seems I've experimented also with giving away $100. I don't think that necessarily helps. It's really just more showing that you appreciate and thanking your client for sending somebody in. So you give them $50, and what we do is actually get a $50 bill, like actually from the bank. And then after a boot camp, we'll say, Hey guys, we just want to say thank you to Lisa for referring her friend Mandy, and here is $50. And then we, you know, make a joke like she's taking everybody out to the bar afterwards or whatever. But you know, then everybody gives her a hand, and then it's kind of like a fun thing. But then, you know, subconsciously people are like, oh, I'm gonna think about who could I potentially refer. And some people are motivated by the $50, some people not as much, but it's just more like a token of appreciation, really, more than anything. And you know, also with that, making sure that you tell your clients thank you. You know, sometimes I've been in an experience with other small businesses. You know, I'll refer somebody to them, and none of you guys are actually in the local area. None of you guys would know the people we work with anyway. But I'll use an example. Our cleaning person, I've referred a couple people to her, and you know, we pay her $100 a week. And I'm sure that there's other places that pay her more than that. She cleans our gym and everything. And, you know, so, and we've had her for 5 years. So I can only imagine, I mean, that's like $5,000 a year. That's like a $25,000 client. You know, I'm sure that some people aren't using her as long or maybe have a smaller place than we do or whatever. But, you know, I've referred her to a couple of my friends that own small businesses, and she cleans their place. And I know that she's making hundreds, if not thousands of dollars from those people, I'm sure. And she never says thanks. I've followed up and say, hey, did so-and-so end up clean, you know, are you cleaning so-and-so's place? And she'll say, oh, yeah, I'm cleaning her place. And I'm like, so I've actually kind of stopped referring people. And I wouldn't be necessarily motivated by her giving me incentive in cash or anything like that. But it's really just more like if she said, Forrest, thank you so much. I really appreciate you referring so-and-so over to me. If you know anybody else that might be interested, I would really appreciate if you send them as well. And that goes a long way. So if someone sends somebody in and refers them to your business, you need to be very grateful and thank you and thank them for doing it and be so appreciative. And that just means so much, you know. Refers refer. What I mean by that is, if I go back and track, if I look at our top referral people, because the reality is, let's say you have 150 training clients. I think we're somewhere in that ballpark, about 150. Whatever. Let's say you have 20, 30, 50, whatever. If you actually were to track it, which you should be, you will see that certain people, probably like 20, 10% of your people are doing most of the referring. They're like either more connected, maybe they have a job, like, you know, maybe they're a hairdresser, maybe they just have maybe they are on the board at their elementary school, you know. I mean, there's a lot of different, maybe they're a real estate agent. People that are maybe just have a larger network and come in contact with a lot of people, a lot of times they end up referring like the bulk of the people that are sending them over. But if it's interesting, if you look, the people that refer the most are also the people that got referred in the first place. So if their friend told them about your workouts, they go start working out with you. They love it. They're getting great results. Those same people, just because they're kind of conditioned to the concept to start off with, seem to be more likely to tell their friends as well. And again, kind of going back to this thing, like if you go to like an awesome restaurant, you want to go tell all your friends about it and tell everybody about it. You just can't help but telling people. It's like part of the conversation. If someone's working out at your place, they're working out there 3 times a week. That's a big part of their life. Like if they love it, or even if they like it, they should be telling their friends. So you should be getting referrals, but you also, like I said, want to do these things to facilitate it as well. And then, you know, the last thing I put is just condition your clients. So I've never been a fan of doing this whole thing where people like sign up. It's the approach that you take, you know. But if you go, hey, thank you for coming in, I want to let you know that the way that we grow our business is through referrals. So can I count on you to tell all your friends and family? Like some people do that, and that's fine. I like to just like take the approach of somebody signs up, and then as soon as if they start training within the first week, like as soon as possible, I'll say, hey, you know, because like during our first conversation when we sit down and do the intro, I'm asking about them, I'm getting to know them. I'll probably end up knowing, figuring out, are they married? Do they have kids, anything like that? And I'll be like, hey, we got to, and if it's appropriate, I'll be like, hey, we got to get your wife or got to get your husband in here to do some training, you know? Or if they mention somebody else, like a workout partner or something like that, I'll ask about them. So there's nothing wrong with doing that. You just have to do it in the right way that you that feels right for you, that's not pushy or salesy or anything. But, you know, be talking about it. Be when you do the cash rewards, when you do the credits, when people are coming in and getting referred, and then they refer more people. There's all kind of move, working together to condition your clients to give referrals. And then you know, there's a couple other things we're going to get into in just a second here. Specifically, the Bring a Buddy boot camps, the charity events, the transformation contests, and social media. So a lot of the strategies work together, and those are kind of, you know, working with this whole like referral machine too. So moving on to the next one. That's number one, referrals. Number two is networking and face-to-face. So there's a lot of different ways that you could do this. The way that works best for me, quite honestly, I'm excited about what I do. I like training. I like business. I talk to people about it. I do it myself. I like train for different events, whether that's a Tough Mudder, where it's like a, you know, tactical strength challenge we have coming up at our gym, whether it's a kettlebell certification. I talk to people about it. It's a big part of my life. And if you are too, and you start talking to people about it just naturally, the crazy thing is, I was telling this to my wife the other day, it seems like every time we'll go to, like, you know, a party or something on the weekend, or, you know, we will go to any kind of event, and like more often than not, I end up getting a new client because I just talk to people about it. They say, "Oh, I should come check that out." I follow up with them. I usually like give them a call, and then, you know, before you know it, they're here training at the gym. So there's a lot of power in that. And, you know, I think also if when you're out and about around town, you know, if I'm here, I'm going out to lunch, I'll try to go out to lunch at different places and talk to the owners of the place and tell them what I do. Tell them I'm a small business owner. I try to shop local. I'll try to go to little gift shop, you know, that's close to here. I try to go, you know, get other business done, whether maybe going to the dry cleaner and get your clothes cleaned or whatever, and talk to the people that are small business owners. There's a lot of value in that, just like natural networking. And you will know, you know, this is one of the things that you're good at. You'll know. And like I said, you're gonna pick one of these things that you know that you can do well with. If you are sort of a charismatic, outgoing type of person, this is a great way to do it. This is a great strategy for you, I should say. And then the second thing is that, you know, there's a lot of power in just reaching out to all of your contacts, letting them know what you're doing, and inviting them or one of their friends or family members or coworkers in for a free session or event that you have going on. Like, so you have upcoming Bring a Buddy bootcamp, charity event, transformation challenge, that sort of thing. And I think people will, for whatever different reasons, get nervous about doing that. But hey, tell people. Let people know on Facebook. Let people know on your other social media, on Instagram. Even more powerfully, though, individually reach out to people. You know, like sending a blast on Facebook to all of your friends is one thing. Going through and sending a personal email, or even, you know, if it's in casual conversation, mentioning it to people in person, so much more powerful. And, you know, invite them in. If you have an event coming up, invite them in for a free session. Just let them know that you're doing this for the first, you know, 10 people for this month. You give them a reason why they should come in, and let them know that you'll invite them in for a free training session and take them through a workout, see if they like it, and see if at that point you can see if they want to sign up. And we'll get into more specifics on the sales process in our next call. But for now, the other thing you can do here is also even go through a list of all the people that you know. So pull out your cell phone. Go through a list of all the people that's in your cell phone list. Make sure that you reach out to them, let them know what you're doing. And then also, you know, let their friends or family or coworkers know what you're doing as well. Go through your friends list on Facebook. Go through your friends list on following list on Instagram. Go through all these different, you know, things that you have going on, networks that you have in your life. Think of all the people that you could potentially let know about your business that you may or may not have so far. So that's very powerful. Great way to start. These are easy strategies. They're simple strategies, and they don't take a lot of, you know, technical knowledge, expense to set up a website, anything like that. You know, we're getting referrals, we're networking face-to-face. That's where I would start with almost everybody. And I think you can build up a nice little basic client base honestly, were those two things right there. Now, those are two of the top ways that we still continue to get leads. Okay, so now let's move into some other ones. Bring a buddy boot camps. Okay, so the Bring a Buddy boot camp, we do these events probably once every month, approximately, I would say. And sometimes make a bigger deal about them than others. Sometimes we tie them in with different events that we have going on. Sometimes we just do it as a standalone thing. And again, in terms of the exact process of converting people once they get to these boot camps into regular clients, we're going to get more into our conversion call. But, you know, in terms of the way it would work, at its most basic level, you just basically have an event, and usually we'll either make it free or make it like $1. So that way, just, you know, people that signing up have a little bit more invested for whatever reason. Having them charge $1 really makes people a lot more serious. It's really interesting how that works. But, you know, it'll either be free or we're charging $1, and we'll basically say, hey, we're going to have a really fun boot camp. We're going to give you guys a really good example of what it's going to be like to go through one of our workouts, and you can bring in a friend. And it's a free day for you and your friend. And then we have a whole thing that we do at the end where we make a special offer to the people that show up and get them typically into, you know, like a 30-day program. You know, I'll do a little spiel at the end of the boot camp, get them into a 30-day program, and then from there we can get them into one of our regular programs. And so, yeah, it's pretty simple. Sometimes we'll do like a different spin-offs on that. We'll say like we've had like a bells and beer. Kettlebells is our big thing for us at our gym. So everybody that comes in, we do a kettlebell workout and then they bring their own beer. We all drink a beer afterwards. That's great because, you know, you have people bringing in their friends. That's kind of a casual thing. You have fun and you get a good chance to talk with everybody and do that sort of thing. But yeah, it's a really simple strategy. You can set them up different ways, but in essence, you just have a free boot camp. You invite all of your current clients, and then you invite your current clients to invite their friends and family. You take them through a free workout, and then it gets them into your, you know, training facility or training business or whatever. It gives you a chance to train them, meet new people, and then gets a chance for you to have be exposed to them, potentially sign them up as clients. Basically, kind of a variation of this would be a charity boot camp. Okay, and so you can also set these up in different ways. But it's basically, you know, at its essence, what we do with these is, well, same thing. We'll set up a special boot camp date. We'll say, typically, you know, we'll try to work with a local charity, and ideally like a charity that is one of our clients is involved with. And so we have a charity, we'll say, hey, this Saturday, 10 a.m., we're having a charity boot camp. You know, we try to make a big deal about it so we make an event for it on Facebook. We tell everybody in person. We make flyers. We put them up in our studio. We send it out several blasts to our email list. We do all these sort of things, and we make a big deal about it. Usually we say, you know, the suggested donation for each person is $15, but you can donate as much or as little as you like. And usually you can do that through PayPal. There's like an online form, a donation option where people can put in their own amounts. And then so basically we invite all of our current clients. We invite them to invite their friends and family and coworkers. And so it gets, you know, new people into your business to go through a boot camp, and you benefit a local charity. The one thing that I feel with these personally, we try to really make it all about the charity. So we try not to do this like hard pitch thing at the end where, you know, we're trying to sell people into our boot camp on the spot. We do it more with the Bring a Buddy, but with the charity events, and not that we're hard selling them, but we do have sort of an offer, a clear offer that we make at the end of the Bring a Buddy boot camp. Whereas with the charity events, it's really more about the charity. And, you know, if people are interested in our ongoing training, we'll have them put down their name and email, and then we'll follow up with them outside of the charity, typically. Another side note, these are great to, number one, you can usually contact the charity. And a lot of them, like we work with the SPCA here in the local area, they're very willing to, you know, post on to their Facebook following 50,000 people and send out, put it on their website, send it out to their email list. And that's great because that a lot of times will get you some extra people at the event. Excuse me. And, you know, you can even be, in my experience, a little more even aggressive with like going to local businesses. So, you know, if you make up flyers and you just put flyers in local business and it says, come train at Booty Boot Camp, you know, that's one thing. If you say, hey, we're doing a charity event and it's going to be for the SPCA, do you mind if I leave a flyer in your business? And people are usually okay with that. And then the great thing is you can leave a flyer in their business and then, you know, but it all goes to a charity. It's not really directly promoting you. So it's kind of a sneaky way to get the word out about your business too. So those are great. You know, if I was starting from scratch, personally, that would be one of the lead generation strategies I would definitely be using on a regular basis. I'd probably do one a month. If I was starting a studio like from zero, I'd probably do one a month for the first year. Just get it on the calendar, do one charity month for the first year, pick a different charity for each one. And really, I mean, it'd just be such a great way to build awareness about your studio. So moving on to the next one, transformation contests. Okay. We run one of these called a 30-day rapid fat loss challenge 3 times a year at our studio. So beginning of the year, springtime to get ready for summer, and then fall back to school. And we open it to current clients, and we also have an option for new clients that are coming in. And it's a whole program. So people come in. They all come in as a group. They all start on the same day. We do all their weight and their body fat and all those sort of things on the first day. We give them a special meal plan to follow. We set up a special Facebook group for the participants so that they can go and check in and interact with each other. And then, you know, we give them everything they need from when it goes to, like I said, meal plan, when it goes to the workouts, when it goes to, you know, their schedule for new people are coming in here and training regularly. Visiting people are obviously already doing that. We have special boot camps, a couple that we do during that period for the participants. And then we give away cash. So people at the end can win up to $300 for the person that loses the most weight. There's obviously different variations of the transformation contest. I mean, I think started like the modern wave of these transformation contests was the Body for Life. Then in Bill Phillips book, they had their whole contest, and that was all tied in with EAS supplements, and it was brilliant, I have to say, because I remember watching that stuff when I was in high school and just getting into lifting weights and stuff, and I was like, oh, you know, I was pumped up from watching those things. But, you know, it works great. It's a great way to tie in the referrals of current clients who want to bring their friends in to do the contest. It's a great way if you're going to run ads. So if you're going to run Facebook ads and, you know, even getting into other type of paid ads, like Instagram has ads now, Google AdWords, you can get into it. That's a little more complicated. But it's a great thing. You can very easily run ads on Facebook and actually – get people straight into your transformation contest. And so, you know, and it's also just a great way to have sort of a, because all of our programs ongoing are either 3 months or 12 months. You have to commit to at least 3 months or do a full 12. Whereas with the transformation contest, you know, it's just 30 days long. So it gives people, you know, 3 times a year an opportunity where they can come in, they can kind of test the water, see how they like it, and then they can continue with one of our regular programs afterwards. And that works well for them. So there you go. Transformation contest, great lead generation tool for you. Next we have search. And when I say that, I mean like Google search or, you know, potentially Yahoo search. Google is the biggest search engine at this point. I mean, Yahoo or Bing or whatever it is. Google is the biggest search engine at this point. So that's what we focus on. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the exact details of how to set all this stuff up. You can probably go on each individual site, and they have a very good, you know, tutorials of how to get yourself set up, how to get yourself, you know, visible and most successful when you're getting set up. But for the bulk of like people searching on the internet, the way that we get new inquiries, number one would be Google Places. So if you don't have that set up, I highly recommend you go into Google. You can claim your business, you know, you put in the address, you can put in all this different information about your place. We actually had somebody come in and they actually took professional pictures of our place. So you could, like, if you guys want to go check it out now, if you Google Forest Vance Training, you can go in there and see our current studio and actually like look around. It's pretty cool. It needs to be updated. We've done some tenant improvements since they took those pictures, but it gives people a great idea before they even come in. They can come and look around. And also Google favors that. And if someone's looking in your exact area, let's say someone does a search that's like a mile away from your studio, Google can see what their IP address is and where they're coming from. And then they can, they'll show your place preferentially above other ones if it's like for a local business sort of setup. So get in Google Places, get on Yelp, set up your Yelp profile, put pictures in there, put full data about you, link to your website, have clients go in and give you reviews if you can. We get several inquiries a week from Yelp. So that is a really, really awesome way to be getting new clients. YouTube videos are a lot easier to rank these days than are like actual articles on your website. So we put up YouTube videos that'll say things like best kettlebell trainer in Sacramento, or best personal trainer in Sacramento, or 5-minute body weight abs workout from top Sacramento personal trainer, or stuff like that. And people will, those videos will come up. You know, in our market, it is somewhat competitive. We have a lot of boutique kind of fitness studios like ours. So when I first started the boot camp, and this was, I can't think off the top of my head, 2008, I believe. So it was about 8 years ago from when we're doing this call. It was easy. Man, it was so easy to get ranked. Holy crap. You could, put up an article in Sacramento Personal Training. It would be up on the first page, But now, much more difficult. But you still can. YouTube videos are easier to rank. So, if you do some videos based around those things. And then, different terms that people are searching for. And you can use, the Google keyword tool. And there's other tools you can use to find that out. You can put up videos based around those terms, and then people search for those terms, they find your video, and you can direct them back to the website. Website listings would be the last one. So a website listing, as an example, on the Dragon Door website, we have a listing for kettlebell trainer. So, I think we're one of the only RKC certified places, like myself and one of our trainers is RKC certified. I think we might be one of the only places around Sacramento these days that is still. And so people, we get regular inquiries, people looking specifically for kettlebell training from that website. It'll pop up in the search results, and then people will call us. So if you have any other specialty certifications or things of that nature, looking to see if they have a website. I know, if you're TRX certified, you can get a listing on their website. Obviously, RKC, you can get kettlebell certified, get a listing on their website. A lot of the different other main certification organizations have that too. So definitely go in there and check that out. It's an easy way to get people. And the great thing about the search is once you get some of that stuff set up, it's more passive, So we naturally get a good amount of inquiries just because we've been around a while. We have all these things that we've worked hard on setting up in the first place. But now people search, our Yelp profile comes up, and people call us just when people are searching for personal training, Or same thing goes for Google Places and all that sort of things. So that's search. Next would be social media. Okay, and going into the ins and outs and exactly how to use social media to get training clients would be a whole course in itself. But just some basic free things that you can do. You can definitely post pictures of your workouts and people doing things that are cool and fun and interesting. Not like boring pictures, but like cool pictures. Post those on Facebook. Post them on Instagram. Man, I'll tell you, a lot more people are on Instagram these days. I have relied on Facebook a lot over the last couple years. But we have a lot of our clients who I didn't even realize are shifting more. A lot of people are on Instagram more than they're on Facebook these days. And so get your stuff on both. Definitely use Instagram. Hootsuite, H-O-O-T. Let's see, how do you spell it? H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E, Hootsuite. That's a great resource for you. That's an easy way to manage your social media, and you can post it all out to different things all at once. Post cool pictures. Post quotes always go over well. Video, use video. Take short videos. Do little of workouts in action. Take short little videos of you giving little tips. There's tons of awesome things that you those things work really well. Kind of like funny memes that you would find. One of our most popular thing was it was like this little guy saying, "Why you do kettlebell?" or something like that. It was like this little monster guy. And it was like random and weird, but like tons of people liked it on Facebook. So that kind of stuff people like. And then, you know, what I would do is as you're doing these things, obviously different social media works differently. And, you know, I would say it's a small slice of our total mix. So I'm not by any means like a social media expert. But, you know, make sure that you're doing that. You're mixing in mostly good free stuff and then soft pitch sort of things. Hard selling doesn't work very well on social media. So if you don't want to be the guy that's going on there and telling everybody to sign up for your thing every day. It is not the good context. What you want to try to do is get people off of social media, either onto your email list, either onto, you know, you certainly you can take people off. And so getting into the paid part, you know, the way that we fill up our challenges, we'll run ads where we say, you know, we're looking for 10 people that fit this specific criteria, you know, that they're between 30 and 50, they live in this area code, they're looking to lose between 10 and 20 pounds, they can work out 3 to 4 times a week, and they can follow a meal plan that we give for you to do. And if you fit these criteria, go ahead and submit your application here. Do it quick because we only have 8 spots left or whatever it is. Those type of ads work very, very well. So what we'll do is we'll actually take people and they'll fill out a little quick application. So straight off of Facebook, to a quick application, and then we'll call them and get in contact with them actually over the phone. And then, you know, take them off Facebook and get kind of the conversation going there. And so that's the way to do it. Instead of trying to pitch people right on social media, you want to try to make it mostly about giving your clients props, posting cool pictures, posting cool videos, posting funny stuff, engaging with your people, asking questions, all those sort of things. And then again, you can mix in running some of the ads and getting people into things like your transformation contests. That's another great way you can use social media. So that's a little, like I said, little slice on the social media part. We could do an entire course on that, but I just wanted to mention that as a general thing, have that presence and being on social media. And then if you want to get into the ads too, if you really want to get into the Facebook ads, I'll give you a resource. There's a program, I get no credit or anything for this. It's called $5 posts. Ron Douglas is the one that came up. That's his program. Really basic. I think it's like $17 or $37 or something like that. It's a really basic kind of crash course on Facebook ads. And then there's another one, Chris Record, and that is called Dark Post Profits. That's more expensive. I think that's $300 range or maybe $400, $500. That's another one I've been through. But that's also really, really good, really in-depth, and a very good one, too. So, you know, if you're going to get into doing these ads, you have to be willing to study and learn the craft a little bit. But that's why I was explaining my story earlier in the call. It could definitely pay off for you. So if you're into, you know, crunching numbers, seeing what's going to work, seeing what's going to not, sticking it out, learning, getting through the learning curve, paid ads are fantastic. So, okay. That's another lead generation strategy. And then our last of our main lead generation strategies are going to be drive-bys or walk-ins. And what I mean is like this really is more applies if you actually have a physical training studio or train in a gym or whatever. But, you know, it could apply if you're training in another gym. This could just be kind of like people that are already there at the gym. We just get people that drive by. We have signage. We have the street that we're on, I think it's 35,000 cars a day that drive by. And so, you know, people drive by, they check out our place, they see what we got going, and people walk in or call just because they pass us every day to work and that sort of thing. So that's a great kind of passive lead generation strategy, obviously, that works as well. And those are probably the top 8 strategies where we get the bulk of our new business. Now, I know I said you only want to focus on one. See, and then maybe one on the side. What's happened with us is some of these, you know, we've kind of built systems and we've got them going, and then we've like introduced a new one in on top of that, which is fine. You can do that once you get going. But say, for example, the search stuff. At one point, that was our focus. But now we have, you know, our Google Places built out. We have our Yelp page built out. We have a bunch of YouTube videos up. We have all these website listings. And that's more, we're not really actively working that on an ongoing basis. The social media, to be quite honest, we have systems set up for that. And I have one of our office assistants, she really manages most of it and posts stuff. You know, and so I worked on setting all that up, but now I'm not working on that as much on an actual you know, ongoing basis. I post stuff, of course, sometimes, but a lot of it is just set up and systemized. Our transformation contests. Obviously, we have to promote these and get them going, but we have a whole system. When we're going to do them, how exactly we're going to run them, all this stuff is like boilerplate at this point. Same thing goes for the charity boot camps. Same thing goes for the Bring a Buddy boot camps. You know, probably the most actual active thing that I do is the networking stuff and going face-to-face and meeting local business owners, meeting people in the community, going to charity events and stuff, and soliciting, you know, I shouldn't say soliciting, but facilitating referrals. You know, those are probably the two main active things that we're doing at this point ongoing. Now getting into more strategies, we're going to kind of run through these because these aren't like our main strategies that we use to get new clients, but certainly I know other people that do really well with them, and they're definitely very viable strategies. I just wanted to give you guys more ideas and make you realize there's probably hundreds of ways you can potentially get clients into your business. So workshops. We run workshops at our studio probably once a quarter. I'm starting to do other ones where I'm traveling like around the country and doing other kettlebell workshops at other people's places. But you know, certainly it's a good way you can get people in depending on how you position it. So at this point, the workshops we do at our studio are really more like that's the actual thing. So it'll be, you know, $200 or $300 to come and train for a day or two, and we dive really deep into kettlebell training. And that's the actual end product for the people that sign up. And a lot of times we'll film it, and then we'll sell it later as a product down the road. But if you wanted to do it as more of – so it depends on what you want to do. If I wanted to do it as more of a lead generation strategy, what I could do is, say, have a one-hour kettlebell workshop. I might have it be like $20, show people the basics of kettlebells, give them a little taste, and then say, hey, if you want to keep this going, here's a special offer for you. It's a month of my kettlebell boot camp. It's going to be $150 or whatever it would be. So that would, you could certainly use it. You could do nutrition workshops and do it the same way. You could do, you know, body weight workshop. You could do, I'm sure user creativity would be your imagination. You could do a lot of different things. Mobility, flexibility workshop would be another really good one. And then if you want to use a lead generation, make it short, have people come, advertise it, get the word out, and then you can get them into your regular programs. Direct mail. We experimented with this a little bit when I was first getting going, you know, just to highlight the importance. It is good to try, I think, different lead generation strategies, especially when you're first starting, you're going to see what's going to work for you because you can see what works and see what doesn't, you know. We tried direct mail. It worked actually okay. You know, on the first mailing we did, I think we broke even. I think I spent like $1,000 on postcards, and I think we got 3 new people. And they averaged like $300 each or $400 each. And so we about broke even. And then we made money, of course, because those people kept coming. So, you know, that I would kind of categorize that with door hangers, kind of in the same kind of category. That would be where you go around and hang, you know, actual door hangers on people's doors. The good thing about that is if you're new to an area, it can help get the word out. People are moving away from direct mail, and you can use things like everyday, what's it called? Every door direct mail, I think is what it's called, EDDM. And you can look into that. That's a cheap way. So you can, instead of sending the postcard, say, to each individual and, like, buying a list and sending it to each individual house, you can do a thing where, like, it'll send it on a whole route. And, you know, let's say you live in a neighborhood, you can just basically send the postcards to everybody in within a one-mile radius or something. And, you know, maybe you exclude apartments or places where people you think are not going to have lower income, they might not be able to afford your training, that sort of thing. The other, you know, also I will say about door hangers, kind of, you know, sort of working in the same kind of category, but the cool thing about door hangers is if you want to go do that and go do it yourself, you can get out there in your neighborhood and meet people. So say you get 500 door hangers printed up, go hang them yourself, or maybe hire a high school kid or two to help you out on a weekend day or something. We go pound the pavement, and then, you know, you might run into some people and talk to them, and you know, I would be very willing to bet. And that's another thing I think I would do, too. If I was transplanted into a new city, I would probably do the charity boot camps once a month. I'd focus very hard on referrals and networking. And the other thing I would probably do, you know, of course, besides getting online and getting my presence there, is getting door hangers and just going around door to door and trying to meet people, trying to get the word out about it. Because I think it's just one of those back to basics, like get out there and hustle. You know, there's not enough of that happening. You got to go out and make it happen. And you can't just sit there and hide behind your computer and expect to just press a button to get clients to automatically walk your door. Anyway, side rant there. But yeah, so we got workshops, direct mail, door hangers, local media. We've been on the local news, and this is something that we haven't really worked that hard, but we've been on the local news a couple times, got a couple local magazines, and it's been good. I think we've gotten a couple clients each time that we've been on those, whatever, you know, whether it's the news, a news spot, or getting the magazine or something like that. And I think the big thing with those is if you want to do that, and it's not our area of expertise, but it certainly can work very well, you got to get into hopefully getting something consistent, you know. If you could get like where you're training one of the local news anchors or something like that, that would be awesome. And that would be such an amazing way to like get the word out and maybe even get like a regular spot where you're doing like, you know, your 60-second Friday workout or something and people see you over and over on the news. That would be a fantastic way to get people in. But again, not our area of expertise, but certainly I've seen people do it very well. Public speaking. If you're into speaking, if you like speaking, and it's something that you are up for doing, if you get a system down and really learn how to get through the whole process and make a great offer at the end, and this is something I'm working on a lot personally now, is a fantastic way and almost an unlimited source of leads. So if you can get in, I mean, there's so many small local businesses, groups, gatherings. The key is, you need to find where your ideal clients are going to be. So back a couple of years ago, I decided to try to see if this would work for us. And I think the mistake that I made is I didn't really know, like, who is our ideal client? Like, at this point, if I could do something like get in front of parents at a local elementary school, I know that a huge amount of our ideal clients have kids there, and that would be like a gold mine. You know, if I could get to – and right now we're actually working on a contract – with the local DMV building where it's for the whole state of California and they have like 8,000, 10,000 employees there or something. And it's like, you know, a quarter mile away from here. Speaking of something like that would be really good because it's close. We have a decent amount of people there that might be interested in training here. I would totally do that. I remember one time I did a speaking engagement that's like 12 miles away from our studio. It's just too far. People really liked it, but people are just not willing to drive, you know, that far to do training. That's just what it comes down to. It's got to be within proximity. It's also got to be, you know, if you're trying to train high school kids, you don't want to be talking to the DMV. You know, you want to be talking at the high school or somewhere else where they might gather. I can't think of anything on the top of my head, but hopefully that makes sense. That's what all comes back to that original exercise that we did on figuring out what your ideal client is. Totally ties into this lead generation stuff. Expos, fairs, trade shows. So a great example would be like a bridal show. You know, if that fits in with what you're trying to do, if you can get a booth at a bridal show and you could put like, you know, collect leads, give away something really cool or have a contest at the booth to see if you can do the most push-ups or I'm just throwing stuff out there. Whatever it would be, you know, get people to come to your booth, give them more information, give them something free, give them a meal plan, give them 2 weeks of training at your studio, whatever, to get their information and follow up. That could be potentially, I know people that get hundreds and hundreds of leads a month just doing that only. That could build your whole business by itself. A couple more to go. Local biz joint ventures. That could be a variety of things, but, you know, and we still do this from time to time, especially with for specific events and things of that nature. It could be as simple as me going to the Pilates studio that's next door and saying, hey, let's do a reciprocal mailing. So you mail out an email to your people recommending me, and I'll do the same for you. They could be doing that same kind of thing on social media, giving each other a shout out on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. That's a great way because, you know, especially if it's a good match, like let's say you do personal training and you're able to get with a massage therapist that's got a good following. You can do a nice little cross promotion and really benefit each other. You just have to make sure it's a good fit, but obviously they're giving a great service that you trust everything they're saying, all that sort of stuff. Here's one more that I just threw in there that we're experimenting with right now that's working pretty good. We're doing giveaway contests. So what we did, the software we're using for this is called Contest Domination. And again, I don't get any credit or anything for you signing up there. It's not super cheap. I think I paid $400 for the year for the Contest Domination. But here's the really cool thing. You can give something away. We gave away one free month of bootcamp. And interestingly, we did one for the online business, which was actually a free chimp-shaped kettlebell. And then we did one for the studio, which was a free month of personal training. So we ended up getting like 100 leads. So what happens is you can tell your current clients and then tell new people. We ran ads to the opt-in page. So people opt in, they just enter their name and email, and then they're entered to win the contest. And then there's a whole script. The software takes them through this whole process where it has them refer their friends. And then when they refer a friend, it sends the friend an email and says, hey, I thought you might be interested in this contest. Go check it out. So it's pretty cool. It's like an automated way to like spread the word. But I don't, for whatever reason, you know, when we did the one for the local studio, it didn't work as well. We got like 100 people. When we did one for the chimp kettlebell, we got like 2,000 people in like a 10-day contest. So that was great. We're going to run another one of those. But, you know, it's a lot of it just figuring out logistics and kind of figuring out like maybe a different giveaway that's going to be well-suited for people that are local. But that's just another idea for you. You obviously have to have a follow-up sequence where you get to know the people, that new people that get on your list. So you're not just bombarding them with offers right out of the gate. But I think that has a lot of promise. I think, you know, over the next year, I will predict that I will get at least another 20,000 people on the email list just with those contests, and relatively cheaply as well. So there you go. So that was a lot of info, a lot of different lead generation strategies. And I'm very excited for you guys because I think that it's going to be a great thing for you guys. It's going to really help you with taking your business to the next level. So here's what I want you to do to wrap up. Here's your homework. You're going to pick one main dish strategy. So you're going to go through, you can listen to this call again if you need to, and you're going to figure out what's your number one lead generation strategy going to be that's going to fit you, that's going to fit your personality, the thing that you think you can do on a consistent basis. And you're going to go for it. You're going to try to figure it out. If you have questions, lean on me for support. Let me know, what can I do to help? How can I help you tweak this and make it really so it's like an ongoing source of new leads for you? All the strategies that I went over could potentially be your main dish, okay? And then you need to, and then you can also have one as your kind of side dish. That'd be another one other one that you're working on the side. Once you kind of finish your work for the day on the main dish strategy, you're going to work on your side dish as well. And you're going to get busy and start doing it. And, you know, I think a great goal, if you're really like hustling and getting after it, like if you're trying, depending on the size of training business, but a very good marker, generating one new actual qualified lead per day should be enough to build a great training business. You know, I mean, we definitely generate more leads than that now, but for the first few years, that's right about, that was always our goal. You know, and we easily built up to, if I try to think back, I mean, certainly getting one new lead a day, we were easily at $250,000 a year, like $250,000 a year, like, you know, what would that be? $20,000 a month, for sure. We got to the $20,000 per month level at our training studio just with one new lead a day. And then, of course, in the next time, we're going to get into converting, like sales, converting those people into actual paying clients, all that sort of thing, and then get them to stay and refer their friends, potentially even buy other stuff on the back end, you know, and which we'll get into more in a future call. But for now, go through the call if you need to again, pick your main dish strategy, pick your side dish strategy, get working. Your goal is one lead per day until we hit our next call. And that's it for now, guys. Thank you so much. What I wanted to do was potentially open things up at the end if we had any questions. It doesn't look like we have any questions for today, so we're just going to go ahead and wrap up and call it a day. Thank you guys so much for being here and listening to the call, and we will talk to you next time.